Hey, Chandler England here on a criminal profiling episode. Serial killers. What are they? A serial killer is a person who commits a series of murders, often with no apparent motive, and typically following a characteristic, predictable behavior pattern. Today, we are going to talk about one serial killer in particular, the first ever reported in America, H.H. Holmes. You may know of him due to his character on the hit show American Horror Story. The season he appeared in was named Hotel, after the widely known murder castle he owned in Chicago during the 1893 World's Fair. The hotel's construction was quite deceptive. It was filled with angled hallways, trap doors, gas chambers, and normal guest rooms, rooms that could only be entered from the outside, and soundproof rooms. It was even reported that during the hotel's build, Holmes replaced the workers frequently due to their incompetence. Could the real reason of the frequent change of workers be due to Holmes wanting to keep people from finding out about the hotel's true purpose? Before the build of his murder castle, Holmes studied medicine at the University of Michigan. At that time, his main source of income was from insurance fraud. He would collect insurance payouts on cadavers he had stolen from the school. After his graduation, it was stated that Holmes ended up in Moores Forks, New York, where he was questioned about the disappearance of a young boy he had seen with earlier. Quite after this, he quickly fled town. He arrived in Philadelphia after this, where he took a job at a pharmacy. The man who owned this pharmacy had a wife. Later, after he joined the pharmacy, the man disappeared, and so did the wife. He said to the authorities that the wife had went to California, but nobody had ever heard of her again. Weird. As before, he was questioned about another dead child and quickly fled town. This time, he headed to Chicago. Using the money he'd made from his insurance fraud and with loans, he was able to build his hotel. In the beginning, Holmes preyed on his hotel employees, who were mostly women, that were required to take out insurance policies which Holmes was the benefactor in. Soon afterwards, his hotel guests began to disappear, as some of his lovers did too. Taking a look at the map of this hotel, it was obvious the second floor was made to kill. Some of the guest rooms had gas lines in them to suffocate his victims as they slept, while it was reported that other rooms were reinforced with metal plates and gas-powered blowtorches to burn victims alive. In the so-called hanging room, victims were hung to death in an airtight bank vault in Holmes' office was another way Holmes would murder. As you can tell, Holmes was quite an organized murderer. I mean, he built a whole hotel for it. As for his method of approach, it would be of surprise due to all the inventive ways he would carry the murder out. After a killing, secret metal chutes leading to the basement helped Holmes transport his victims out of the hotel without letting any of the other present guests know. Soon, he was on the run again and found his way back to Philadelphia, where he reunited with his old business partner, Benjamin Pitzel. They worked together to fake Pitzel's death. However, Holmes set fire to his once partner and killed him to collect his insurance claim. He later fled with Benjamin's wife and children, only for authorities to later find the children buried in a home he rented in Toronto, Canada. Holmes even was his own lawyer at his trial, claiming he was innocent. However, later he claimed to be possessed by Satan. Before his hanging on May 7, 1896, he confessed to murdering 27 people. But as that was said, most of the people he confessed to killing turned out to still be alive. Authorities believed he murdered nearly between 100 and 200 victims. Now, on to his childhood. Now that we got the man part of this story over, the main part of it, let's review his childhood. Holmes, born May 16, 1861, was born into a wealthy family. He was quite privileged and was said to be unusually intelligent at a nearly young age. However, he was still very interested into the concept of medicine, causing him to practice surgery on animals. It was also reported that Holmes, also known as Herman Webster Mudgett, had suffered a difficult childhood as his father was an alcoholic and other students at school bullied him due to his intelligence. His father was said to have followed a strict disciplinary approach that resulted in physical abuse. While his mother was a school teacher, she was described as cold and distant, and she used religion as a daily guide for parenting. The harsh disciplinary tactics performed by his parents included prolonged isolation and even food deprivation. His father even reportedly held kerosene-soaked rags over Holmes and their other children's mouths to quiet them when they cried, which during these times is when Holmes would flee to the forest near his home where he would dissect those animals. Now, on to his personality. Holmes' personality resembles one of a true psychopath. He was remorseless and a narcissistic person who controlled others and lied continuously. He was quite the true definition of a con man. Holmes was known as a very intelligent loner. It was extremely possible that he was so traumatized by the past abuse that it ultimately led him to not being able to form any meaningful relationships. He had many fiancés or wives he killed for insurance claims and to study and sell their cadavers. He even reportedly sold those dead bodies to schools, medical schools, for them to study it. Gross. And during this time, he went missing for a while. There was not a lot of action by him for this murder hotel thing. And they believed that he was actually in the streets of London, known as Jack the Ripper, where he would go in the streets of London at night and all these people would be murdered and found the next morning, or within a few days. On to psychological motives. I believe the main psychological motive behind Holmes' murders was his need to be in control. I believe his childhood abuse from his parents made him feel small and lack the control he needed to stand up for himself. I truly believe he chased the feeling of being in control so frequently that he didn't care who he had to hurt to get that feeling. Almost as if his murder on someone made him feel like he was in control. He had this person's life in their hands. He controlled whether they lived or died. And it's like he kind of enjoyed the pain they endured. He is the prime example of a narcissist. With all of this said, this wraps up today's criminal profiling episode. Again, this is Chandler England, and it was a pleasure to study the inner workings of H.H. Holmes, the first serial killer in America, with you. Thank you.